Today we're going to learn Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We are drawing closer and closer to the end of Masechta Sukkah. We are at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah. Before we get to the Mishnah, actually, the Kohanim, it's important to know a little bit of background information. First of all, the Kohanim were divided into 24 groups called Mishmaros. Each Mishmar would work for on a rotating basis for a week in the Beis HaMikdash, and then within that Mishmar, they would divide up into Batei Avos, and each Beis Av would work on a day of that week. Second important point, on Yom Tovim, all of the Mishmaros were Shavim. They were equal. They all had equal parts in the Karbanos, and any Kohen who wanted to come and do the Avoda and take up and participate in the Kachim would be able to. Third, the Karbanos of Sukkot were unique in that each day they would bring as a Karban Musaf 2 Elim La'Ola, 14 kvasim li'ola, si'ir izim l'chatas. In addition, there were 70 parim that were brought as karbanos ola throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot, but it was not consistent in terms of the number. On the first day it was 13, and then it would go down one each day. The second day is 12, the third day 11, v'chulei. Fourth thing to know, on Shmini Atzeres, they were not makriv 6 parim, as you would have expected, going down in the number of parim, starting with 13 on day 1. They were not makriv 6 on Shmini Atzeres, rather they were only makriv parechod on Shmini Atzeres. Fifth thing, our Mishnah is going to explain the how they would divide the karbanos amongst the Kohanim, and the Hakravas HaParim between all the Mishmaros equally, to the extent possible. So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Hayu Sham Shlosh Asar Parim, Elim Shnayim. The first day of Chag, there were 13 Parim, Elim Shnayim, Usir Echad, which is the same as every day, the Elim Shnayim and Usir Echad. So there were 16 Karbanos that had to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov. Those Karbanos were divided amongst 16 Mishmaros, one Karban for each of 16 Mishmaros, which means every Mishmar except for 8 had something to do on the first day. Nishtairu sham arbas or kvasim. But there were 14 kvasim that were left to be brought on the throughout the rest of the Yantif. Ulishmona Mishmaros. And those kvasim had to be divided amongst 8 Mishmaros. Barishon Shisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim. On the first day, 6 of the Mishmaros would bring 2 kvasim each, so that's 12. Vashar, Echad Echad, and the other 2 Mishmaros, the other 2 remaining Mishmaros, would bring 1 keves each. Basheni, on the second day of Chag, so you have 1 less bull, 1 less par. So there are only 15 karbanos that were divided amongst 15 Mishmaros, and then you were left with 14 kvasim to be divided amongst 9 Mishmaros. So Chamisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim, 5 of the Mishmaros would get 2 kvasim each. Vashar, Echad Echad, and the other 4 Mishmaros that were remaining, we get 1 keves each. Bashlishi, on the third day, you're down another bull, which means you have only 14 karbanos to be divided amongst the 14 mishmaros, and then another 14 kvasim to be divided amongst the other 10 mishmaros. Sabar, makrivin, shnayim, shnayim, 4 of the remaining mishmaros would bring 2 kvasim. Vashar, and the other 10, echad echad would bring the other six would bring 1 each. Baravi'i, on the fourth day, there are only 13 total karbanos to be divided amongst 13 Mishmaros, and then the other 14 Karbanos were divided amongst the 11 remaining Mishmaros. Shlosh makrivin shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad, so 3 Mishmaros would bring 2 apiece, and the rest were divided one by one. Bachamishi, on the fifth day of Yantif, there are only 12 Karbanos amongst 12 Mishmaros, and then you had 14 Kvasim to divide amongst the remaining 12 Mishmaros. Shnayim makrivin shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad, you get the point. Bashishi, on the sixth day, where you're down another par, so there are only 11 karbanos for 11 mishmaros, 14 more kvasim for 13 mishmaros, echad makrif shnayim, so only one got to bring 2 kvasim, ashar echad echad. Bashvi, by the time you got to the last day, the total number of karbanos, including the kvasim, was only 24, exactly the number of the mishmaros kahuna, so kula and shavin, they were all equal. Bashmini, when it came to Shmini Atzeres, where there was only a par echad, an ayil echad, and shiva kvasim, so there were fewer karbanos than there were mishmaros, chazru l'payis. They had to go back to a lottery system to decide who gets to be makriv kibirugalim, just like they did on every other yantif, where they had to go to a lottery system because there weren't enough karbanos to go around. So now the Mishnah is going to explain how they would divide up the avoda of the mishmaros on the days of chag with the avoda saparim. On the first day, they would divide up the parim from the mishmar that's mentioned first in Divrei Yamim. So there are 13 mishmaros that bring a par on the first day. On the second day, Amru, they would say, Mi shekrav parim ayom, whoever's going to bring parim, the 13 mishmaros, first 13 mishmaros are going to bring parim, lo yakrav lemachar, should not bring a par initially tomorrow. Ella, rather you begin the seder of hakravas haparim from the mishmar that from the last mishmar that brought on day one, meaning you then go to the next one on the list, the mishmar number 14 on the list, v'chazun chalila, and it works in that efficient and fair way in order that everyone should get an even chance. So main point number one is that the first 7 days all the mishmaros brought karbanos, but on the last day they had to do a pious because there weren't enough karbanos to go around. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate. The Mishnah had said, on Shmini Atzeres, they went back to the pious like they did on regular Yom Tovim. So now the Gemara understands that the Mishnah means that the pious was done in between all of the Mishmaros, right? The pious was done including all the Mishmaros in the lottery to determine who gets what. So Neim Masnis and Rebbi, that seems to indicate that our Mishnah is going like Rebbi Velo Rabbanan and against the Rabbanan. Da'atanya Para Baba Shmini, because the Brisa says that the one par that's brought on Shmini Atzeres, B'tchila Mefisan Alav, they would do a pious amongst all the mishmaros as if it were the beginning of the whole process of kabanos, because Shmini Atzeres is its own regel. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's sheet of chamamrim achas mishne mishmaros to shilshul baparim also. Now there were only two mishmaros that didn't get to bring three parim over the course of the rest of Yom Tov, because if there were 70 total parim, 24 total mishmaros, so 24 times 3 would be 72. So there were only two that didn't get to bring. It's only amongst those two that they get to decide who brings that par. So you see that our Mishnah, which assumes that there's a pious between all of them, is not like the Rabbanan, is dafka going like Rebbe. So it says, who said in our Mishnah that the pious is amongst everybody? Maybe in our Mishnah, the pious is only amongst those two that didn't get to be mishalish, that didn't get to bring three parim yet. Kemanos lo haditanya, which shita fits with the following brisa? Kol mishmaros shonos mishalshos chutz mishnei mishmaros sheshonos vein mishalshos. That all the mishmaros get to bring three parim, except for two that only get to bring two parim. Name a Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan. That seems to be like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, one of those last two does get to bring a third par on Shmini Atzeres. So it's only one that doesn't get to bring a third par. Says Marna, afilu teim Rabbanan, ma'lo shilshu b'parei achag. It might even be going like the Rabbanan. When we say that there are two mishmaros that are lo shilshu, it means within the first 7 days of Yantif, meaning within the actual Yantif of Sukkis. Yeah, one of them is going to bring on Shmini Atzeres, but that's not part of the Yantif of Sukkis. So the Gemara asks, if that's what the Braisa means, umay kamashmalan, what's it coming to teach me? That it's just coming to teach me how to count? Ha kamashmalan. No, what the Tan of the Braisa is coming to be mechadish to me is mishikrav parmayom lo yakrav lemachar el chazr chalila, that we make sure it gets equitably distributed. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Hani Shivim Parim Kenegan Mi. What do these 70 Parim correspond to? Kenegan Shivim Umos, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. Par Yechidi Lama, why do we have one par on Shmini Atzeres? Kenegan Umma Yechida, corresponding to the one and only nation, Am Yisrael. Mashal Melch Basim Adam Shamila Vadav, it's like a king who says to his servants, Asuli Su'uda Gedola, make for me a large party. Liom Achron, on the last day of the Su'uda, Amr La Ahavo, he says to his beloved, Aseli Su'uda Katana, Kteisha Hanemimcha, make for me a small Su'uda so that I can derive pleasure from you. So since the Karbanos of the Chag are Mechaper for the Umos Ha'olam, the Gemara mentions, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Oy Lahem of the Chavim, She'ibdu ve'in yodin ma she'ibdu. Woe unto the nations of the world that they lost out, they don't even realize what they lost out. Bizman she'bisim g'shkayam mizbeach mechaper alein. They used to get a kapara from the Parei HaChag, the Achshav mi mechaper alehen. Now, what do they have left to be mechaper for them? See, Klal Yisrael cries every year over the loss of the kapara that we get from the Beis HaMikdash. The Muslims don't even realize how big a loss it is for them that they lost out on the kapara that the Beis HaMikdash provides. So let's do a couple of main points over here. Main point number two, we have machlokas whether all of the mishmaros, all 24 mishmaros, or only the last two that hadn't brought three parei achag, would participate in the raffle for who brings the par on Shmini Atzeres. And then main point number three, the 70 parei achag are kapara for the 70 nations, and the last day is one par for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Bishlosha prakam bashana, during the Shalosh Regalim, how you call Mishmaros Shavos Beimurei Regalim. All of the Mishmaros would take an even part in splitting up the hides of the Korbanos Ola, and the Chaz V'Shok, of the Shalmi Chagiga, that was brought for the sake of Yom Tov. B'chilek Lechem Apanim, and also in dividing the Lechem Apanim, it would be even amongst all of the Mishmaros. It was not only for the Mishmar Nichnas and the Mishmar Yotze, like every other week. But Seres, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, if it falls out on Shabbos, aside from the Chalukas Lechem Apanim, they also had to divide up the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem was different than Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim was matzah, like almost every Korban Mincha. The Shtei Alechem was actually chametz, which was almost entirely unique about Korban Mincha. They were very rarely chametz. Shtei Alechem was chametz, and 10 out of the 40 Lachmei Toda were chametz. So they were also, the Shtei Alechem were also divided amongst the Mishmaros. Omer lo, the Mechalik would say to each Kohen when he'd give him his piece of the Lechem Apanim, Heilach Matzah, here's some matzah, because Lechem Apanim was matzah, and Heilach Chametz, when he'd give him the Shtei Alechem, he would say, here's a little bit of Chametz. So it wasn't that each one would either get matzah or Chametz. Each Kohen was Mekabel, a little bit of each, a little matzah, a little Chametz. Mishmer Shezmanu Kavua, Hu Makriv Tmidin, Unadar Mudavos, Vishar Kabbalah Sibur, Makriv Esakol. The Mishmar whose turn it was that week would be Makriv, the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, which had nothing to do with Yontiv, that's just a regular daily Karban, and the Nadar Mudavos that they brought on that Yontiv, and all the Karbanos Sibur that have nothing to do with Regel, and they'd be Makriv all of those things. It's only the Karbanos of the Yontiv that were divided evenly. So now, the Gemara tells us as follows. We learned in the Mishnah that all the Mishmaros would divide up the Emurei HaRegalim evenly. So the Gemara understands that this is talking about the Evarim U'Pedarim that are burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Emurei HaRegalim Shel Gavoninu. No one should be dividing that up. That all goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chisda, the Emurim that we're talking about is Masha Amur B'Regalim, the Karbanos that the Torah tells us one is supposed to bring on the Regalim, like the Chaz V'Shok of the Shalmi Chagiga, the Oros of the Olos Re'ia, and the Musvei Atzibur, the Oros of the and the Achilas Basar of the Seirei Chataos. It doesn't mean the Emurim that are burnt on the Mizbeach. How do you know that all the Mishmaros divide those things evenly? Tamalomer, because the Pasuk says, Uva b'chol avas nafsho vishe reis. So you see that every Kohen who wants to do the Avodah Beregel is allowed to, and the Mishmar that's kavua there is not allowed to stop them, other Kohanim, from doing the Avodah. The Pasuk is explicitly allows it. So Mele, we learn that they also eat the portions of those Karbanos, because they get to do the Avodah. Yachlaf b'sharim osashanakein. You might think that any Kohen who wants to walk in to the Beis Hamikdash and do the Avodah any other day of the year, he also has such a right. This is only during the time of year where all of Klal Yisrael is Olo the Regel and is found in one shar, in one city, so to speak, in Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. That's the only time we would say such a thing. Let's go a little bit weiter, but let's do the main point here first. So main point, all Mishmaros would share the special Yom Tov Karbanos and the Lechem Apanim, but that week's Mishmar got the Tamid and the Nedarim and the Davos. Now, the Mishnah said, B'chiluk Lechem Apanim. So we're going to bring the Makar for this din, that on Shabbos of Yontif, they would divide the Lechem Apanim amongst all the Mishmaros, even though it's not a Chovas HaRegel. The Lechem Apanim is every single week. So Tan Rabbanim, Minayin, Shekal Mishmar Shabbos, B'chiluk Lechem Apanim. How do I know that all the Mishmaros get to divide the Lechem Apanim evenly? Tamalomar chelak kechelak yochelu kechelak avoda kach chelak achila. That the pasuk says chelak kechelak yochelu. So we darshan that it's just like the avoda, the achila is also the same. So my achila, what kind of achila do we think this is talking about? Ilim or karbanos? If it's talking about karbanos, mehasam nafka. We already know that from a different pasuk. Lo kohen makriv osa lo siya. Whichever kohen gets to be makriv, he's the one that gets that karban. Ella, what achila are we talking about? Lechem apanim. It must be talking about the lechem apanim. Yachalaf b'chavos habal shalom achmas haregel b'regel. You might think that even non-yontif related karbanos, all the kohanim have the right to claim ownership of it. Tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says levad mim karav al ha'avos. Ma machro avos zel zeh. What do the avos sell to each other? Ani b'shabati v'ata b'shabatcha. Meaning they made a tanai that the avos amongst themselves in the days of David and Shmuel, the leaders of each of these mishmaros, whether each one gets their chance on their Shabbos. So nedarim and nedavos and kavanos tzibur that are brought throughout the rest of the year, that's part of the original deal, that whoever's turn it is that week in the Beis HaMikdash gets to participate. But the lechem apanim, even though it's kavua, and it's not there as part of the regal, that's a separate din. That there's a gezeiras hakasuv to tell us that they divide that they divide that even amongst the other mishmaros. Okay, so we'll stop there. And Baruch Hashem, next time we will do daf nun vav amud aleph, the very last daf of last daf, even though there are two amud, the last daf of Maseches Sukkah.